from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The campaign for Mosul continues amid IS counterattacks. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq on Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. A Kurdish commander told VOA's Kurdish service that the attacks were the work of Islamic State sleeper cells in the city trying to distract government fighters from the ongoing offensive against IS-controlled Mosul. In the meantime, in the Iraqi city of Karbala, inside of the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, who was the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Abdul Mehdi Karbalai delivers a message from the top of the Shiite cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He said, "We stress today upon our beloved fighters, as we have before on many occasions, that they exercise the greatest degree of restraint in dealing with civilians stuck in the areas where there is fighting. Protect them and prevent any harm to them by all possible means." Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, and amidst a starving people, abundant food was found in tunnels created by ISIS, food that could not be eaten.
There's tunnels everywhere in these villages, and they're packed with food and supplies. One guy was saying that he went into the tunnels and there was enough food to feed the IS for a week if they had to be held down there. I asked him what they did with the food. People are hungry around here, but they're afraid there's bombs and everything, so they couldn't touch anything.
This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met in Ankara today and discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as the U.S. is increasingly worried about tensions between Turkey and Iraq surrounding the campaign to retake Mosul. Turkey wants to play a larger role, but Iraq is opposed to Turkish involvement. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in East Aleppo today because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city, though UN officials did not identify which forces. On Thursday, Russia ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks. Russia's largest naval deployment in years raised eyebrows as the flotilla sailed past Norway through the English Channel on the way to the eastern Mediterranean Sea to support Moscow's air campaign in Syria. A diplomat with NATO told Reuters news agency it was Russia's largest deployment since the end of the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed concern the flotilla may join attacks on Aleppo and increase the human suffering. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared October the 8th. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government practice that began when protests erupted a year ago. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search suspects in their homes without a court order. The United States has voiced concern about the restrictions and the authorization of detentions without warrants, saying the tactics would further enshrine the type of response that has failed to ameliorate the recent political crisis. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
In U.S. politics, at a traditionally humorous charity event on Thursday night, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back their barbs. At the 71st Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner, an annual event hosted by the Catholic charity, the two candidates shared a stage and attempted political comedy. After a few successful jokes, Donald Trump appeared to lose the room when he switched to more pointed criticisms of Secretary Clinton.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Secretary Clinton took over the microphone after Trump, opening her remarks by poking fun at her health.
I took a break from my rigorous nap schedule to be here.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.